Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, June 30th, and this is the final day of June. Glad you're tuned in today over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. We're glad to be able to broadcast in your place of listening. I'm going to get ready to go right into prayer time as we're running a little bit short today. I've got a longer message and two songs I want to get in for today's broadcast as we finish this week of broadcasting on WSOF and WAJJ Radio. Let me mention request a prayer for my mother-in-law. We just did find out on Wednesday morning, and I've not made the announcement on the broadcast yet, but that they did find that mass, they're pretty sure, is cancer. Please keep her in your prayers as we're waiting for word as to when they set up that surgery. And she said for us just to stay here and not make a trip down until they schedule her surgery. And then we'll go down to be with them. Keep them in your prayers. My father-in-law as well did find out that his was not cancer. So we're grateful for that and praise God for that good news. And I'd like for you to keep them in prayer if you will. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer together. Father, I love you and thank you for the privilege to pray. I want to thank you, Lord, for the power that is in prayer. I want to thank you, Lord, for the provision that we have many times because of prayer. I pray, dear God, that you would help my mother-in-law. Lord, you'd strengthen her both physically and emotionally. Lord, that you'd strengthen her spiritually and you'd help her through these days of surgery or whatever that they have to look forward to. Lord, I pray you'd meet the needs. Lord, I pray you'd help my father-in-law as well. I do know there's nothing too hard for thee that you can cure without any kind of surgery or without any kind of treatment. But Lord, I pray you'd give the doctors wisdom and direction. I do pray for Mrs. Hall. Would you bless and strengthen her? Lord, I do pray for the broadcast here as well that you'd use it, bring sinners to Christ. Lord, help the saints to be strengthened and revived and stirred towards thee. And we do ask it all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Well, I do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready now to go to a couple of songs. Got two songs in the lineup today before we go to the message and finish the message for this week. These two songs are the two most popular songs that are requested now of our family. The first one is by all the children singing together, "I Just Stopped By on My Way Home." And then the second one, just Joshua singing here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, one entitled, "He's All I Need." Hope these two songs be a blessing to you. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11, verses 13 through 20. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come." I want to look specifically at verse 20 for this week. "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come." As many of you know, we've already studied part of these verses in weeks gone by. Last week, we looked at Abraham for the second time there. And then the week before, we looked at the people that are listed in the "these" or the "they" that are recorded there in verse number 13 on down through verse number 16. And so as we looked at these already, we're looking today specifically, and this week specifically, at verse number 20 and dealing with Isaac. But Isaac has been used in that group of "they." We saw verse 17, for example. The Bible says, "By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac." So you see him mentioned there. Isaac is one of those mentioned in verse 13. "These all died in faith." Amen. Isaac is mentioned again in verse number 18, "of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called." So we're looking now at Isaac. This is the first time at him specifically, and I guess just individually. But when you look at him, Isaac is related to Abraham in the verses before. He's related now, not the previous generation. He's related now to the next generation, Jacob and Esau. And I want to point out some things by the help of the Lord about this study of Isaac. In our study here of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, the heroes of the faith, these elders that obtained a good report by faith, we are looking at these different ones one by one. Now we've come to Isaac. Verse number 20 is the verse that deals specifically with him, although he is listed in with the others that were mentioned there in the previous verses that we just read to you. But as I mentioned about Isaac, Isaac is seen here in verse number 20, passing down the promise of faith to his sons, Jacob and Esau. Isaac has received that promise from his father, and Abraham passed it down to Isaac. Isaac is now passing it down to Jacob. We'll see in the next verse, Jacob passes it down to his sons, and on we go. But as we look at this, I'm calling it faith and its consignings. In other words, faith passing down that information. And I mentioned to you that there were 7 points about Isaac that we want to deal with in this particular verse, verse 20. And, of course, we're using the parallel scripture that is referred to here in Genesis, chapter number 27. Genesis chapter 27, the first 4 verses tell us about how that Isaac told Esau to go and prepare venison and to bring it to him and that he would bless him. So it comes down to that time. And when you read the following verses, you'll find that Jacob, through his mother's intervention, Jacob comes in and gets the blessing. Now, one thing that I want to point out and make clear here, although Jacob was a surmiser, Jacob was a trickster, yet it was the will of God for Jacob to get that blessing. He had said, God had said, before the birth of Esau and Jacob, that there would be 2 in the womb of Rebekah, and that the elder would serve the younger. And so there's where Jacob came in. But Esau was the one that was rejected. Now, in noticing that, I mentioned to you the proclaiming of faith, that Isaac, first of all, voiced that promise, put into words the promise of God. And he pointed out to his sons what God had said, and he voiced that promise. I believe that's a good thing for us to take notice of, is that if we live by faith, if we really believe God's promises, we ourselves will voice them as well. We will put them into our own words and use those words in our life. Amen. Then we talked about the power of faith, the fact that Isaac was going to pass this down, and though you might not have a lot of land or you might not have a lot of fame and fortune to pass down to your family, if you can pass down to them faith, you've done a great thing. Amen. A great thing. And then we looked at the premium in the faith. In other words, the fact that this promise was not just a promise of land, the promised land. It was not just a promise of being God's chosen people, though that promise is included, but it was the promise of the Messiah. The fact that the gospel was going to come through this promise, that Jesus Christ was going to come through the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. And then we looked at the problem. Number 4, the problem of faith was that Isaac was not walking entirely by faith, but was rather walking much in the flesh. And therefore, he attempted to give the birthright and the promise to the wrong one, his favorite one. We saw there in Genesis 27, as I said, verses 1 through 4. Now, I had never noticed that until studying this particular point, that it looks like that Isaac himself was using a little bit of deception in the fact that he told Esau, and he didn't bring both sons in to bless them together, as always happened in the other cases. Seems I don't know of another case that didn't. I know that when Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph, 2 sons, he had them both there. I know that when Jacob blessed his 12 sons, he had them all there and blessed them individually, but he blessed them together. They each heard even the other's blessing. Well, in this case, it appears that Isaac gathered Esau in and said to him, if you'll go get me some meat, we'll have a meal, and I'll use that opportunity as a chance to give you the blessing that I want you to have. So there's the problem. And our problem in faith is that if we walk in the flesh rather than walking by faith, we will mess up what God has intended for us. But God superintended and God overcame Isaac's deception, and God allowed Jacob then still to get the blessing. And so we see that again as we moved on to the fifth point, the penance of faith, in that Isaac, once he realized that in verse number 33, Isaac said that he's not going to back up on the blessing. Surely Jacob is going to get the blessing. It appears to me that Isaac recognized that he couldn't thwart God's plan and that it was God's will all along, and therefore he surrendered and submitted to God's will. Amen. Now, that was the last point that we dealt with on yesterday. Today, I've got two more points I want to deal with as we close out this week's sermon series and finish this particular message on Isaac. I want you to notice the perception that we see here. Again, looking at Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. Here's my phrase, concerning things to come. Now, that's the phrase I want to look at for these next two points. Concerning things to come. Now, when we first began looking at Hebrews chapter number 11, we saw back at the very first verse that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. That it is also the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we're saying here that it involves the future. Amen. Isaac was able to look into the future, and Isaac was able to give Jacob a promise that caused Jacob to look into the future, to look forward to the things of God. Amen. So Isaac's blessing involved the future. Not only was the future of Jacob and Esau involved, but the future of their seed, their descendants, and the descendant, the seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, that would come. Amen. I believe this is in the category of the things hoped for and the things not seen. Isaac was looking forward to the Messiah, and he's telling Jacob again as well to look forward to the Messiah. Amen. Can I say to you that faith has great perception in that it does not just see the problems of the past, and it does not just see the problems of the present, but faith looks forward to the promise of the future. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith looks forward to the promise of the future. Can I say that is especially important in regards to salvation? Amen. Faith stresses the hereafter. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved right now. I'm glad I got saved June the 29th, 1974. I'm glad God came by my way and saved me by His amazing grace. But I'm going to tell you, my past is past. My present will one day be past. But thank God the future will extend forever because I've been saved by the good grace of God. Amen. Faith tells you and I that there is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun in the future of every man, woman, boy, and girl. Amen. Faith tells us that there is more to this world than what we can see in this world. There is more to this life than what we can see in this life. Matter of fact, faith extends beyond life. Faith extends into eternity. And faith takes eternity in view. Faith values everything from the standpoint of being able to view ahead into the future and recognize there is an eternity. Amen. So many folks today are nearsighted, if I could say that, spiritually speaking. They're nearsighted. They never see beyond this life. They even mock those quote-unquote things to come. They talk about a pie-in-the-sky dream. Amen. But the Bible speaks much about the future and the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The judgment of the world and the kingdom that is to come. Faith doesn't mock. No. Faith proclaims the future without hesitation. Faith embraces the promises. Amen. Regarding the future. Thank God for the perception of faith that allows us to see ahead, amen, into the future. And then the last point is the patience of faith. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, again, this phrase, concerning things to come. Now, he could see it, that there was a future out there, but faith helps us have patience. Amen. Faith helps us to wait for the promises to be fulfilled because we are assured that they will be fulfilled. Amen. We don't have doubts concerning the promises of God. Amen. We trust and believe in the promises of God. Amen. Isaac had not seen the fulfillment of those promises. The scripture we read previously, these all died in faith, not having received the things that they were promised. Amen. They looked for them, they believed in them, and they had patience to wait. They knew there was more than just this life. Amen. Amen. I say again, Isaac had not seen the fulfillment of those promises, yet he was so sure of them that he bequeathed them to his boys. Amen. Amen. That's how assured we can be that heaven is real, that salvation is real. Amen. That Jesus Christ is able to seek and to save that which is lost. We can be so sure of that we can recommend him to our loved ones as well. Amen. We don't have to doubt. Well, we say, well, we've not seen heaven yet. No, but it's sure. And I want to point others to it because I know that it's sure. Amen. Amen. Well, faith believes the Word of God in spite of circumstances we find ourselves in. I've said that over and over again, and I want to say it again. Faith believes the Word of God in spite of the circumstances we find ourselves in. And faith will help us to wait on the fulfillment of the promises of God. We believe God, therefore we're willing to wait on God. But the flesh is right the opposite. If God doesn't fulfill a promise immediately, I mean, if it don't happen the moment we ask, it seems like a lot of people are ready to quit, throw in the towel. Amen. Because the flesh becomes critical of God sometimes, even accuses God of having a credibility problem. The flesh says, you can't believe God. Now, let me say, the flesh has no room to talk. The flesh itself does not perform very well either. It doesn't fulfill its promises. Amen. There's nothing more larger than the credibility problem of the flesh. The flesh promises so much and delivers so little. The flesh promises such enjoyment, such pleasure, such enjoyment. And yet when it's all said and done, it's shame and regret and emptiness and sorrow and sadness. Amen. But that doesn't stop the flesh from criticizing God. But I'm going to tell you, faith believes God. Satan often uses the delay in the fulfillment of the promises to advance his own get-rich-quick program, his get-it-now program. Amen. Satan tries to bring out many shortcuts, supposedly, to help us get the blessings now instead of waiting for them in God's own time. But these shortcuts are not helpful. Matter of fact, when you look in the life of Jacob, Jacob got a plan to get the birthright from Esau. God had already promised to give him the birthright. Jacob got a plan to get the blessing from his father. Amen. God had already promised to give him that blessing. Jacob got it, just like God said he would. But by Jacob's intervention, he made an enemy of his brother. Amen. He lost the blessings that he had there. He had to run away, leave his father and mother, and as far as I know, never saw his mother alive again. Satan's plans and his shortcuts are not worth it, friend. Amen. I'll say again, the shortcuts that the devil offers are ruinous, and they do not bring us to blessing, but rather they bring curses along with them. Amen. The devil says things like this to young people. Why wait till marriage in order to indulge in sexual relations? Well, that's one of his favorite shortcuts, but it brings ruin. Amen. It's cursed many that have taken that shortcut. Amen. The devil says, why wait on hard labor and long work hours in order to have the money that you want? Why not steal it? Why not rob or gamble instead? Those are the shortcuts Satan offers. I'm going to tell you again, those shortcuts wind up you being robbed and you being depleted of the true blessing that God would give to you. You see, the writer of Hebrews has it right. He says this in Hebrews 10 and verse number 36, ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. Friend, faith will give you the patience that you'll need to wait on God to fulfill His promise in His own time. Will you live by faith? Well, thank you for listening to this week's program. We'll be back on Monday. Do it all over again. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying thank you for listening.